You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
Climate justice is our slogan. Interview with the chair of Friends of the Earth International, Nima Bassi. Real World Radio is present at the COP15 on climate change in Copenhagen, Denmark. There, we interviewed Nima Bassi, chair of Friends of the Earth International, who described what a socially and climate-just agreement in Copenhagen would entail. He said it should neither include false solutions nor offsetting. He emphasized that the developed nations should cut their emissions without offsetting. They should repay their climate debt, and this begins by providing funds for mitigation to the global south and to build resilience in the communities affected by climate change. Bassi said that Friends of the Earth delegation is the biggest one at the 15th conference of the parties to the UN Convention on Climate Change, and that its activists will pressure the delegates, politicians, and ministers so that climate justice is the basis of the negotiations. Friends of the Earth International believes that developed countries owe a historical climate debt to the rest of the world, which should be repaid. Therefore, they must reduce their polluting emissions dramatically, provide climate change adaptation and mitigation funds to the global south, as well as transfer technology to that region so that they can develop in a sustainable way. The developing countries have the right to develop, but we cannot follow the same paradigm of the rich countries. We cannot continue promoting the use of fossil fuels such as crude oil, said Bassi. We must develop as low-carbon economies, but we do not have to pay for this technology transfer. That is climate justice, he claimed. The chair of Friends of the Earth International said, quote, no deal is better than a bad deal with false solutions in Copenhagen.
What Friends of the Earth International would find a just social and climate such agreement here in Copenhagen?
You know, we're here with a large delegation to pressure the delegates, the politicians, the ministers, to ensure that climate justice is the foundation and the basis for all that they're going to do. We are looking for a situation where a real deal will be sealed that would ensure that no false solution is included and that there's nothing like offsetting. We want to insist that the industrialized nations would cut their emissions at source without using offsetting as an excuse. Of course, that's a false solution. So we're looking for real action. We're also looking for a situation, a deal where the industrialized nations would pay the climate debt, and this they could start by paying for the providing the fund needed for mitigation activities in the global south, and also in the building of resilience in the communities to the impacts of global warming.
Yeah, Nimo, you come from Nigeria, and Nigeria has been one of the countries most affected by the oil activities, mainly in the Delta, the Niger Delta, where you come from. What is the role of the G77 countries here in these Copenhagen negotiations?
You know, back home in Nigeria, we are directly seeing the impact of global warming. We have a sea level rise in the oil fields, washing off community land, territories have been washed by coastal erosion. We're having fresh water systems being polluted with salt water from the sea. We're having also the desert coming in from the north. So it's a really, really very dangerous situation. We have a situation where agriculture is being impacted directly. And at the same time, we have transnational oil corporations behaving in a very, very bad way. They're continuing to burn gases every time continuously, releasing millions of tons of carbon into the atmosphere. So they are sitting down there, more or less, counteracting everything that everyone else is doing to fight climate change. These are real climate criminals. And so we are hopeful that the G77 and China would realize that we are the worst impacted peoples in the world and that we cannot accept half measures. We don't want tokens. We're not begging for anything. We are asking for justice to be done. And so we're hoping that they will be firm in realizing that global warming impacts Africa more than any other continent. where any other continent will experience 1 degree increase, Africa is going to have to face maybe 1.5, 1.5 degrees. And so it's a very urgent matter for delegates from G77 Africa to stand firm and ask for justice.
Yes, and the African group and several countries from Latin America, mainly from the ALBA, are playing an important role here.
Certainly, because they've got the analysis right, and we are happy that this is happening. We need to support these countries from Latin America, from Africa, from Asia, whichever countries are accepting this kind of position. We have to strengthen their hand by helping to affirm that this is the right way to go, and also by denouncing any other policy that will go in the wrong direction.
To finish, Nemo, how do we reach climate justice, and how the richest countries should do to pay their climate debt?
You see, from what we are hearing and seeing in Copenhagen, the struggle for climate justice has only just started, because there are moves to have secret political deals rather than having a real positive climate deal. And so it means that all that we're saying is that we have to keep on with the struggle and understand that at the end of 2 weeks, we may not have a deal that meets our expectations. This is the unfortunate reality. And what we want, of course, is that the North should pay for the damage they've done to the climate of the world. They should stop pumping more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. They have to change their level of consumption, eat less, waste less, and realize that there are people who have very little to go by every day. We are all human beings who can survive with a bit less. And so we, other developing countries, have a right to develop. But they don't have to follow the same paradigm. We don't have to go the path of fossil fuel using crude oil. We have to go the green way, the low carbon way. And the North should pay for the transition. This is climate justice, and this is the right way to go.
And Nemo, is it better a no deal instead of a really bad deal?
I'm sure you got it, Jose. No deal better than a bad deal.
Okay. Nemo Bassi, Chair of Friends of the Earth International, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jose.
You're listening to Real World News.